welcome. You are here with Dr. Nilda Perez with Business Foresight, creating strategies towards your extraordinary future. Hello and welcome to another Dr. Nilda Foresight Show episode. So today I have with me Michael Collar, and when you hear his story, it's really amazing. Him and his wife Tempa created this bakery, and the name of it is Special Meat. They're co-founders, and they catered. This bakery is catered to any child that cannot afford a cake. They ensure that each kid gets a cake. So they've partnered with different companies and different nonprofits to be able to ensure that these children are serviced with cakes. So thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
I am so thrilled. So I want to understand, I want you to share with the audience what your mission is, because I think that's most fascinating.
Thank you. You pretty well summed up the mission. Our nonprofit mission is to try and ensure that any child in Gwinnett County here where we're located that has a birthday and their family cannot afford a birthday cake, they get free cakes from us. We provide certificates to these entities that would then hand them to those in need, because they're already handling that sector of the community, and then we try to personalize a 9x13 cake for their birthday so they can have a party or have enough cake to do, share with friends rather than a little small cake. It's a fairly good sized cake.
Okay. So now the name of the company is Special Needs.
Yeah, it's Special Needs and Treats Incorporated.
Special Needs and Treats Incorporated. So tell me, why Special Needs?
Well, it's a play on words. The needs is spelled K-N-E-A-D-S, like kneading dough.
Right.
Or kneading muscles and things to that nature. And the name actually came, my wife, she's been a baker since she was 13, and as we were talking about what should we do, how should we do it, she kind of woke up one morning and said, well, we want to work with special needs. So how about we use special needs and treats? And then it just kind of rolled around to the kneading dough portion, and that's kind of came to her in a overnight, and we just ran with it.
That's fantastic. So she's the baker, you're not the baker.
Yes, ma'am, she's the baker. She's been doing it for since she was 13. I won't share her age. The decorator, cake decorator, used to do this as a on the side job, a lot of weddings and birthdays and things like that, and just utilized her God-given skills and talents to pretty much be the brainchild. I'm more of the corporate side. I come from a corporate background.
Okay.
I've been in operations management and logistics, so I'm more of the numbers guy. I do the business side of things, and she does the creative and the day-to-day real talent side of the job.
Okay, that's fantastic. So I want you to tell me a little bit about your staff, because your staff is really really where it all comes together, and that, to me, that was my attraction.
Awesome.
To special needs.
Currently we have 16 special needs adults with various different abilities. I'm going to call them abilities rather than disabilities.
Okay.
We have 16 special needs that are paid. We have 8 now that volunteer, and I have currently 151 on a waiting list.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. So now you have these kids on this waiting list. When do you think you can get them on? Because I know you just moved to a new facility.
Correct.
So I mean, I think you almost tripled your space, right?
Yeah, we came from 1,700 square feet. We now have over 12,000 square feet.
Oh my goodness.
Our kitchen was 300 square foot. Now the kitchen is 2,600 square foot. And as an answer to your question, we're doing a first come, first serve. It doesn't matter what the special need is.
Okay.
We try and work with everyone. And we're up to 8 volunteers, because just this last week we brought in 4 more special needs off the wait list.
Okay.
This coming week we're making about 10 more phone calls. We're doing batches of 10 calls and then interviews and then trying to find placement and opportunities with schedules. And our goal is over the next few months to at least reduce the list by 20 or 30. I wish I could hire them all, but you know.
Well,
it takes time.
Right, it takes time. And I see that you're on that mission.
Yes, ma'am.
Because just just moving from the space that you had to this space, I see you're making the accommodations, which is excellent. So tell me, who are some of your partners? Who are some of the people that you've partnered with?
Okay. We partner up with foster care systems. We also partner up with local food cooperatives, Partnership Against Domestic Violence, Wellspring and Street Grace to help victims of human trafficking. We've partnered with some local senior groups that are helping homebound seniors. Okay. So it really runs the gamut, but we're just scratching the surface.
Okay, so with these partnerships, what do the partnerships bring to the table? Like, how are you making those partnerships work? Because they're not, as I say, they're not all children.
Correct.
They're not all children's centered.
Correct.
So tell me a little bit about
that. It started out to be solely child-based,
right.
Which is why we started with the foster care program and the local food cooperatives, just to give those certificates so they could get those cakes. But then, you know, following our hearts and our lead by God, you know, orphans and widows, orphans are not just children. Orphans are also, you know, some elderly who maybe their family's no longer around or different things like that. But then also just some of the groups like, human trafficking. We didn't know it was such a big issue here in the Atlanta area, and it's huge.
Yeah, huge.
But what we do there is it's not necessarily a birthday cake for a child. It could be a celebration cake for the rescue of the woman or her graduation out of the program back into mainstream. So we just try and do what we can with the talent that my wife was God gifted with, to just share a special sweet treat that sometimes, I mean, it can mean a world of difference.
Right. So the focus is really the celebration. It's not even about the cake, it's about the celebration. So you're kind of bringing them to life and recognizing them as an individual. And that's fascinating. And you're doing that in so many different ways. I love that you're doing this, because I see this as such a need. And this concept would have never come to me, but it came to you, and I see how God, I mean, you've taken the talent, that talent that God has given you, and you've really been able to grow it. This reminds me of, you know, when the Bible talks about the person that they gave one talent to and the other one to and the other one. So you've taken your talent and you've doubled, tripled it, and you've really expanded it. And that's impressive. So you haven't really honed into just the one thing.
Correct.
That.
And it would have been so easy to just kind of stop where we were with that small location because we were making a pretty big impact.
Right.
But when you pretty much throw yourself out there and tell God anything, any place, anywhere, you better be ready.
Better be ready.
Because he decided that, well, it's time for you to do more.
Okay.
So thus we sought out this larger location, and we are trying to do an even bigger impact than what it's been. And it's been amazing.
Fabulous. I was at an event the other day, and they were raving about special needs and the impact that you've made in the county. Now, you weren't there, so there was no reason to do that other than they see the impact that you're making. And I have to tell you, there wasn't one person in that room, and there was a room of about 30 plus, who were like, oh my goodness, they're amazing. And, you know, and the impact that you're making on the county. And what I love about the concept is that this concept can also be duplicated and grown. So I am fascinated. I love what you do. So tell me about your business model.
The business model is trying to utilize as many special needs as possible to help reach the goal of our nonprofit mission. And main reason behind that is after the age of 22. Here in Gwinnett County, there's no more county-supported programs like school-supported and ADAPT and STRIVE and things like that. There are workshops, there are day programs, but they're limited. And just like us, unfortunately, a lot have a waiting list, or a lot of things are the parent or the family has to pay. And our goal was, as a business model, to pay minimum wage and provide these special needs adults with a sense of pride, a sense of accomplishment, a bit of empowerment.
Yes.
And then, you know, it's a challenge. because they're also limited in some cases because of Social Security and Medicaid. So there's limitations on number of hours or, you know, even certain ability levels. But we try and find something for everyone. So that's pretty much our business model, is as many special needs as we can. And again, I wish I had space and room and funding to take all 151 off the list and put them to work.
Right. But you've already made that dent. You've made huge impact. And because again, you're right. The biggest problem with special needs children or special needs people with special needs is the fact that they're like the castaways. Like, people don't really, you know, they don't acknowledge them. They're like, oh, they have disabilities. The issue that I've seen with most special needs, with people with special needs, is that people look at their limitations and they don't look at their abilities.
Right.
And so that's where we really lose, you know, we really lose, they start losing their self-esteem because they're not being acknowledged. They're being seen for their disabilities and not being recognized for their abilities. And that is the most fascinating part.
It's an education process. It's a fear of the unknown. It's just not understanding. I love it when business owners come in and they say, I wish I could hire special needs. And my question to them is, why can't you? And they'll start, you know, saying things. I say, tell me every job that you do. And just a real quick example would be like a law practice or a medical firm that is using a company to come in and shred their documents because of the HIPAA and privacy laws.
Right.
Hire someone with special needs that can't read, because then there's no issue of security breach because they can't read. And most would love to sit down in front of a shredder for 2 hours, pay a minimum wage, put 5 different people on, and look at the huge impact.
Because it's the sense of accomplishment.
Exactly.
That's the beauty. And that's what I also see with the elderly. The elderly need to have a purpose. They need a purpose, and when they have that purpose, they're phenomenal at what they do, because you have to understand, they have laser vision.
Don't get me wrong, it's about an 80-20 split. There's a lot of people and a lot of companies that will hire special needs, but they concentrate on the 20% higher functioning, high functioning autism, Downs, things like that, that don't need a lot of one-to-one support and things. But there's 80% of that sector that want to do something that, if you take the time and just figure out what their ability is, you can make a difference. And there's a huge workforce out there just wanting to do something.
Okay, I love it. I think that's excellent, and I think that's something that I think I'm going to take into consideration also, because I just love the concept. Okay, so you have a list. You have a waiting list of 125. Are you willing to disperse this list or to help people that want to hire from your list?
Sure. We actually just recently had a catering company that wants to try and figure out how they can hire more. We've had Sprouts Farmers Market hired 4 guys off of our waiting list. So we do what we can, and when we hear about things, we will share it. A lot of the businesses want to be careful because we have over 13,000 followers on Facebook right now, I believe.
Okay.
And if we post something, they will be inundated with resumes and opportunities. So I would be, you know, more than happy to help as much as I can. To not only educate the business, to hear what jobs they have, and then help them understand how and what level of special needs they could interact with. And then when I hear about opportunities, I can share that with the individuals on our waiting list to say, okay, I think this might be a fit for you, so that perhaps they get employment a little quicker than the 151 that I have.
That now. You have, that is just sitting there waiting. Right, okay, fantastic. So I want to know a little bit about your recipes, because I hear that there is a special formula, and I want to know about that. How do you do it?
We have something like here called Chalkhorn. This is very addictive. It's very popular. It was something that my wife's cousin was making in Missouri. It's a fairly simple recipe that takes an air-puffed product that gets extruded from corn, few different ingredients like butter and salt and a couple of other things, and then it's mixed in a premium white chocolate. So it's gluten-free, It doesn't have a hole or kernel, so people who have diverticulitis, they're not bothered by it. But this is one of the items that we realized early on that it helps with motor skills. So the special needs who need help with like mixing and what have you, it actually helps with motor skills as it gets mixed. It helps those who can read and match to match the weights, because this is a 15-ounce bag, this is a 5-ounce bag, so they have to match the scale to the number. Those who can twist and tie can help seal the bags. So that's one of the things.
So you also do OT?
Yeah.
PTOT,
I guess we do. We try everything.
You do it all. Okay.
And then the stickers, even to the stickers, that's one of the jobs here. We could save a lot of money by buying things pre-done, pre-stickered, pre-this and what have you, but it's not creating jobs. So we looked at what can we do to help incorporate all different skill levels for those who have limited motor skills, mm-hmm. those who may be nonverbal, different things like that. So we have a gamut of things that we try and do. Just like Cody comes in on Saturday mornings and loves to decorate cupcakes and does an amazing job. So he decorates cupcakes. When we are trying to come up with new cupcakes, because we have 8 new flavors we do every month. We have 26 every day, but we do 8 flavors every month, a lot of repeats. But when we're looking at trying to bring a new flavor in, we just ask around. And we've had input from different special needs with sometimes some pretty crazy recipe ideas, but sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, and we okay. experiment. So we do a lot of things here and take that involvement to let them be creative and a few different things like that.
Oh my goodness. So not only are you guys innovators and creators of the stuff that you do, but you also give, you extend that out to the staff.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
and,
ma'am.
And being special needs, I mean, I can imagine how they feel to have a recipe behind that counter.
And even every one of our special needs employees and volunteers decorate a cake every week. Their skill level continues to increase. And last week, out on our Facebook feed, we put Eric. Eric always has some special theme behind his cakes. And sometimes it's very funny, but it's very creative. And he will tell you, and then as you're looking at the cake and you're seeing the colors and the style that he did, you can start seeing where he was going with it. Whether it's a Tasmanian tiger or wolf, okay. or it's a theme from a Disney movie or something. And he's one of our assistant bakers as well.
Oh, fantastic. I love it. So you're really, you know, again, I see you as not just somebody who hires them and gives them a job, but you give them their, you look at their skill level, and then you're able to do, again, that OT, that PT, creative thinking, systems thinking.
Yes.
Because there's a system to the things that they do. So you're doing a lot more than just hiring them and giving them a job. And I bet you never saw that. Isn't that amazing? That is.
You know, we're a bit humble, just like you talking about people talking about us and this, that, and the other. Yeah. We're just doing what we should do and what needs to be done.
Right. So. But it's amazing work that you're doing here.
Thank you.
So, what is your plan for the future? I know that you've grown, at least tripled, I think probably more.
Yeah.
Four times.
Almost 8 times the size.
Right. So what are your plans? What is your vision for special needs?
Our bigger vision, which, you know, sometimes God laughs at us when we tell him our plans, but what we feel he's laid on our heart is that this facility would become somewhat of a distribution center, to where 80% lower functioning would work here with more one-to-one, less distractions, and then we would push the product out to little storefronts in all the city centers where that 20% higher functioning special needs can interact with customers, get that experience of doing the retail, somewhat retail kind of business. Okay. And then once that's set up to where it's like a cookie cutter template. We've got the distribution, we've got all the little city storefronts with the stores, and then we got it all nice and working, and then that can be a model to pick up, take to the next county, you know, and then go all the different counties, and then kind of honeycomb out from there,
right.
Because we have people all across the country asking us, please come here and open something, or how do I open this, or how do I do that,
right.
And then we've even had other countries probably about seven other countries who've asked, hey, how could we do this here? And we don't have a master plan. We just jumped off a cliff without a parachute and said, all right, God, what do we do? Well, how do we make a difference?
That was the master plan. That was the master plan, I have to tell you. Yeah,
when people ask me, what's your business plan? Can you share it? I say, open up your Bible and read it and just do what you've been God gifted with, and He'll take care of the rest.
Amen. I love it. I love it. So you see the becoming of yourself becoming a distribution center.
That's what we envision. Now, if that's what God has in store, it's great.
It.
But if not,
well,
He'll lead us down another path.
But oftentimes when God places things in our heart, that's the direction He wants us to go. You know,
yes,
we think we have these great ideas, but honestly, at the end of the day, they all come from Him.
Yes,
so,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So I love it. So what are, you know, closing words? Where do you want to, you know, what do you want to leave people with?
Oh, I guess the one thing I would leave people with is try and think outside the box. There's a huge opportunity of a workforce that wants to work, loves to work, will take pride in some of the simplest tasks. And by giving them an opportunity, looking beyond the disability and looking at what is their true ability, you can make a world of difference. And it does not take a whole lot.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. I love it. So I look forward to coming back, and probably a year. I want to see where you are in a year. And see, well, you remember that waiting list? We no longer have it. We
cleared
it
awesome.
Out. That would be awesome.
Well, this was just in 3.5 years, and here we are. I never would have guessed it. Yes, ma'am.
Three and a half years,
and it's just, wow.
Wow. Yeah, I tell you, when you take your gift and you give it back to Him, it's amazing what He can do with it. So fascinating. I love it. Okay, so I want to thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Allowing me to come to your space. I know you're busy. I know you have, you know, a large staff, and there's a lot that you're doing. So thank you for giving me the time.
Certainly.
And for sharing this with the audience. And again, if there's any other information that they want, they'll let us know, and we'll let you know so that
Excellent.
You can possibly help them. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. All right, guys. I'll see you next week with another episode of Dr. Nilda Show, Business Foresight. And I look forward to bringing you another amazing, amazing talent. Okay, bye.
Thank you again for your time and for the opportunity. And what I'd like to do now is I'm going to throw a challenge out there to everyone watching, not only to share this with everyone you know and post like crazy on Facebook, but as a nonprofit, and all nonprofits, they're always in need of funding. So my challenge to you today is to pray to God and just see what He lays upon your heart, because every dollar matters. And we'd love to be your nonprofit for funding on a recurring monthly basis, but just pick a nonprofit, because all of us need help. And every dollar does matter. So if you would just, you could go to our website, www.specialneedsandtreats.org, and the needs is spelled with a K, K-N-E-A-D-S. So that's www.specialneedsandtreats.org. We'd love to be your nonprofit of choice for your recurring monthly donations, but my challenge is see what God leads you to do, because you might be in another city, another town, and even though we love everybody from all over the country, see where you're led, and just see what God says to help a local nonprofit to do the things they do so they can continue to grow and serve their community.
I want to thank you for being with us on Business Foresight, always creating strategies towards an extraordinary future. Remember, I'm here with you with strategies every Saturday. I'll see you next week.